It's a schus and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you. And this week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayelech. And there's so many things we're going to talk about. We're getting so close to Yom Kippur. And we're going to talk about the mitzvah of tshuva. But let's do what we normally do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that foundation point that we could really bring into our lives in a very practical way. The Torah starts off in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Moshe, Vayidaber et Advarim Ha'ile El Kol Yisrael. Moshe went and spoke these words to all of Klal Yisrael. So again, the whole Sefer Devarim is a six-week speech that Moshe Rabbeinu is preparing Klal Yisrael, that they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he's not going to be able to go. Vayomer Aleihem Ben Mea Ve'esrim Shona Anochi Ayom. He said, listen, I'm 120 years old, toward the end of his life. Lo uchal od latseis v'avo. I'm not able to go. V'Hashem imar elai lo tavor et hayarden hazeh. And Hashem told me that I'm not crossing this yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu goes on, and he tells them, in Pasuk Zayin, V'yikra Moshe liYoshua, v'yomer elav, leinei, kol Yisro chazak v'yematz. You have to be strong and you have to be courageous. Tavo es ha'am hazeh. For you shall come with the people, el ha'aretz, asher nishva Hashem la'voisam. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu's whole dream was to go into Eretz Yisrael, but he was not given that opportunity because of the sin of Merivah, which we've spoken at length about. And it's very fascinating, because the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael the last two mitzvahs of the Torah. One mitzvah is the mitzvah of Hakel. It says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Vayitzav Moshe Osam Lemor Miket Sheva Shanim B'Moed Shnat HaShmita B'Chag HaSukkos. At the end of the seventh year, at the time of the Shemitah during the Sukkos, what will you do? You'll get all of Klal Yisrael. Hakel Es Ha'om Anashim Anashim V'Atap V'Gercha Asher B'Sharecha. You're going to get everyone together. We spoke a little about last week. Rashi brings down from the Gemara Chagiga and Av Gilam and Aleph that Nashim is to lomod, to study, V'Nashim is to hear, and the Taf is Lama Bo, Latit Schai Lemivim, to give reward for the people who brought them. And the question is what's the connection between the mitzvah of Hakel and coming right before Yom Kippur very soon? Is there a strong connection in the mitzvah of Hakel and the idea of Yom Kippur? Then all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that Hashem spoke to Moshe. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hein karvu yamecha lamoz kra es Yoshua, v'yatzvu ba'ol amoeh v'asedu v'yelech Moshe v'yeshua v'yisal ba'ol amoeh. And he said, prepare Yoshua. And then v'yar Hashem ba'ol amoeh, and Hashem prepares an ol amoeh. And he says that really what happened, they were supposed to make a covenant, they were supposed to make a bris, and then they went against it, they went against the covenant. And what did they say? It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in my midst that these evil has encountered me. So and what was Hashem's response? And Hashem says, "Vanochi aster aster." I'm going to hide myself from you. What was their response? They're going through a lot, bad things are happening, and Hashem's concealing his face. And Hashem says, "No, you're going more. You're going more against me." Well, what's the give and take? What's the give and take between the anger that's flaring up against Klal Yisrael and then Hashem saying, "You're doing worse"? Question two. Question three. We know we're coming to Yom Kippur, and we spoke about a little last week. We spoke about the idea of tshuva, how the Ramban says ki ha-mitzvah hazos refers to the mitzvah of tshuva. However, if you look throughout all the Ramban, you're not going to find the mitzvah of tshuva. There's no mitzvah of tshuva. We know that the Ramban took all the Gemaras and he codified his Mishnah Torah. And there are a lot of seemingly very interesting mitzvahs that he left out. And one of the mitzvahs, one of the top 10 mitzvahs that the Rambam left out, is the mitzvah of tshuva. what's going on. However, the Rambam does tell us that there's a mitzvah of vidui. There's a mitzvah of vidui bapeh, that you say out loud and you admit, and that's what we're going to do on Yom Kippur. We're going to do a lot of vidui, a lot of hitting our chests, a lot of pounding away the vidui. But it's very interesting, because the Rambam retorts little children that there's a process of, there's a four-step process of tshuva. There is the step one of tshuva is called charata, says the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, that a person needs to feel upset, remorsed. He needs to reject, realize that he made a mistake. And then there has to be azivas achet. He has to say, I have to leave. I have to leave this chet. I have to leave this aver. And then there needs to be a kabbalah latid. And then there needs to be a person needs to take a commitment to go for the future. And then the last part is a vidoy. He has to say bepeh. He has to say out loud, as we said before, that we do vidoy a lot on Yom Kippur. However, it's very fascinating, because in last week's parsha, we know that the Ramban brings down a mitzvah of tshuva. And the end of the pasuk, it says, tells us in Perek Lamed, pasuk Yedalid, ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. This thing is very close to you, b'ficha u'bilvavcha lasoso, with your mouth and your heart to do it. And the obvious question is that if we look at the steps of vidui, or you look at the steps of the whole tshuva process, it's not b'ficha u'bilvavcha, it's bilvavcha, and then b'ficha. It's in my heart, all the three steps before, the charata, the azivas achet, and the kabbalah latid, and then it's b'ficha. So the order in the pasuk seems very strange. Last question, we'll call it 3B, even though it's 4. I make that joke a lot, but whatever. The question is that we know we have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Very, very beautiful mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, the last mitzvah of the Tariyak. Does that apply to our lives nowadays? Do we have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? How many people really buy this? It's very expensive. $40,000, $50,000 to write a Sefer Torah and to own a Sefer Torah. What is that mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So again, let's just review. Let's go over the couple questions that we had. The first question was that we said that it's the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and he's telling them that there's going to have the mitzvah of Hakel. And we want to know, is the mitzvah of Hakel connected at all with Yom Kippur? Question two was the give and take between Moshe Rabbeinu with when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that I'm getting very angry at you, and all of a sudden the people say Ein Elokah b'kirbi matzuni haros ha'ele. Is it not because Hashem is not in my midst that these evils have happened to me? And then Hashem goes stronger at them. V'anochi aster aster panai. I'm gonna conceal my face from you. What's that give and take? What's going on there? And then the third question we had was the Rambam seemingly leaves out the mitzvah of tshuva. What's all that about? Is there a mitzvah of tshuva? Is there not a mitzvah of tshuva? And the Ramban says that there is a mitzvah of tshuva, but the wording of the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, where the Ramban says there's a mitzvah of tshuva, ki a mitzvah hazos, which is a mitzvah of tshuva, it says beficha ubevavcha. But what do you mean? It should be bevavcha ubeficha. And lastly, what is the connection with the Ksiva Sefer Torah? Does that really apply to us nowadays? So we know that when Yom Kippur starts, we're gonna start Kol Nidre. And the obvious question that everyone's trying to figure out is that, first of all, this is Yom Kippur. This is the day of Tshuva. This is the day the Ribbono Shalom is going to give us a complete kapara. He's going to give us an atonement for everything we did, all the averes of the year. And if you would think of the time, this is like prime time. This is the time, you know. Everyone's ready to go. We're ready to start the fast. The day of tshuva, the day of kapara. We're like malachim. We don't eat or drink, no physical activities. It's all about praying our hearts out to God that we want to repent. And do you think it really makes sense to start with Call Me Today? What is that? Like, first of all, you have to, like, look at an art scroll. You don't even know what you're doing. Call Me Dre, all my vows and all my utterances and all my declarations and all. Well, we don't even know what that means. You know, you have to take out the Webster Dictionary and understand what we're talking about. And this is like the start of Yom Kippur. Well, what's it all about? So I once heard an awesome story from Charlie Harari, big speaker. It's Gvaldik Charlie. And Gvaldik's story, there was a guy that he decided that he was going to go out west. And listen, he had a whole big family, but he needed to make the cash money for his family. So he was going to go out west, and he was going to go make the cash. And he goes, and he's doing okay, but he realizes, he wants to come home. So he calls up, again, it wasn't the day nowadays, you know, you got your Uber, you got your airplane, you got the whole thing, but it was a long time ago, and you know, they had a railroad, had trains, and he calls up the railroad, and he calls up the lady and said, you know, I want a ticket. So she's like, listen, there's not, you know, you got to book early, there's not so many times that the train is going back. So he's like, when do I have to let you know? So she's like, you know, the earlier the better. If you purchase it now, you could get a good seat. You could get coach. You could sit in royalty. He's like, okay, I'll get back to you. Obviously procrastinates, forgets about it. And time goes on, he calls up again. And the lady's like, listen, those seats are taken already, but for the same price, I could get you a regular seat. So yeah, he pushes it off. Calls up a couple days later. The lady's like, listen, the train is leaving in a couple days, and I could try to get you on, but right now it's standing room only. So the guy's like, standing room only? What's the deal? Maybe I'll go to the train, I'll work it out. He's like, oh, I'll work it out. Goes to the train. Wakes up that morning. Again, the train doesn't go out all the time. He's so excited, he's going to go home, finally he's going to go home. And everything that could have gone wrong goes wrong. Wakes up late, he flags down a taxi and the whole thing, and he's running out of time. Jumps in a taxi, he's running out, and all of a sudden he has his bag and he just wants to get home. And then he sees train's leaving at 12 o'clock, 11:50, and those moments seem like hours. It's clicking. He's getting closer to the train, and there's traffic, and it's 11:58, jumps out. Normally he takes a suitcase, and he's running for the train. 11:59, the train is starting, really leaves at 12 o'clock, and he's starting to run. And he's like, hold the train! Hold the train! And the conductor says, sticks out his hand, and he says to him, drop your bags! Drop your bags and jump! And he's thinking, should I do it? Should I not do it? What's the mashal? Right now, we had an L. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We had a month of closeness with the Ribbono Shel. Then we just recently had a Rosh Hashanah. We had the time when we were mamlich, the Ribbono Shel, and we made Hashem the King. We spoke about last week, about making the Ribbono Shel our King, Avinu Malkeinu. He's the Dad in Heaven that loves us. That's what the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is. And then we have Aseret Yemei Teshuva, which we're in right now. Going through the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and we want to do Teshuva. But still, we come to the final day, Yom Kippur. The day of Kapara, the day that everything could change. All our Aveiros, all the things could change. And we start with Kol Nidre. You know why we start with Kol Nidre? Because all the excuses, all the utterances, all the words that I said I was going to do this, I was going to do that, I was going to do this, I was going to do that, all of those things comes to this one day. The one day of tshuva. The one day of purification. And Hashem says, drop your bags. Enough excuses. Enough procrastination. This is the time to do tshuva. This is the time to do it. And the Rabbeinu Shalom loves us. And we need to realize that we can make change. We need to tell ourselves that we can make change. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Chazak v'yematz, be strong, he's telling them, don't give up. Although I'm not going to be with you, I'm going to give you a leader, Yehoshua. Don't give up. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom loves you, and he wants to be with you. That's a Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur represents the idea that we made a lot of mistakes. We've done a lot of averus. But Hashem says, listen, you're a human being. You're not a malach. A malach doesn't make mistakes. But I didn't give the Torah to malachim. I gave the Torah to you. I gave the Torah to my chosen people who have bechira, that make mistakes. But it's okay. Because I gave you the day of Yom Kippur. A day that you take all your excuses. And you take all of your things and you say, you know what, I make mistakes. I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But we all want to connect to Hashem. We all want to connect to Hashem. So what's this whole mitzvah of Hakel? What's the whole mitzvah of Hakel? So the Ramban, Nachmanides, writes that, you know, Hakel wasn't for the little children. It was for the children that understood things. Why? Because it was still Yira. But again, he says Rashi, and I understand other Mefarshim, that they have a Gemara in Chagiga. And little children, what's it all about? Because the whole idea of Hakel was you would have the king, and you'd read Sefer Devarim, and you'd talk about Yiri Shemayim, and you'd talk about Deveis Sen Hashem, and you'd get all the people right after a Shemitah year, during Sukkot, where you take the Yom Noraim, you take a Rosh Hashanah, and you take a Yom Kippur, and you put it practically into Simcha of Sukkot, and you have Hakel. What's it all about? The whole idea, the reason why Vayelech, the mitzvah of Hakel, is right before Yom Kippur, because it represents the idea of Yirei Shemayim. It represents the idea of fearing the Rabbeinu Shalom, the making Hashem that loving God, and the fearful, because there's Yiras Hashem, and there's Avas Hashem. There's these two aspects that the Rabbeinu Shalom loves us. When we stay away from Averas, that's Yira. When we do our mitzvahs, that's Avas Hashem. And obviously, Avas is greater. Mitzvah Aseh is Doicha Loisa Aseh. A positive commandment knocks out a negative commandment. But again, when I refrain from doing Averas, the end of Makkos tells us that you still get Schar. So the whole idea of Hakel is to instill the Yirei Shamayim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu get so upset at Klal Yisrael? Bachar Api. And then all of Hashem said, Aster, I'm going to hide myself from you. What's it all about? So I think the idea is, says the Sfas Emes, because Hashem is saying to us, I don't want you to give up. When I'm making things hard for you, it's not for you to give up. It's for you to realize within yourself that you have the ability to persevere. You have the ability to conquer it. I'm giving it to you, but you can pass your test. You know, we read on Rosh Hashanah, we read a lot of things on Rosh Hashanah, but we read about Akedas Yitzchak. Again, whose test was it? Was it Avram's test? Was it Yitzchak's test? Big Remain of Bechai on that. But there's an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says that after Yitzchak was saved, and they offered the carbon, and they blew the shofar, the whole thing, Yitzchak ran to the base medrash. What? Come on. You have to learn Baba Kama. Was running to the base medrash. So the pshat is, you know why he was running to the base medrash? Because he saw Avram was willing to give up his son that he loved, that was supposed to create all Klal Yisrael, the continuation of Klal Yisrael, and Hashem said that you're going to kill him, and he's going to do it. And it was against everything. The people were killing people. And that was the greatest form of Avodah Zarah. And still Avram said, Hashem told me to do this. I'm going to do this. So you know why Yitzchak ran to the Beis Medrash? Because I could have died Al Kiddush Hashem, which was on such a high level. The Rambam has a whole perek about dying Al Kiddush Hashem. But, you know, there's something greater maybe to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Avram Avinu had to live every day knowing that he killed his son Yitzchak. And although he was fulfilling Hashem's will, he was willing to live Al Kiddush Hashem. So Yitzchak says, I want to run to the Beis Medrash because I want to be like my father. I want to live Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what it's all about. So this idea of tshuva, the idea of tshuva, the idea of Yiri Shamayim, that Hashem says, I'm going to give you this one day, that I'm going to give you a day of kapara, a day that you have the ability for greatness. You know, between man and man, if someone does something wrong or says something bad to a person or does something really bad to them, you know, obviously you can say, I'm sorry, you can make things better, but there's always will be a stain there. You know, there'll always be something that's off a little. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally clear. The Gemara in Yuma goes as far as saying, right, the end of Yuma, Pei Zion, that we could take our Averos and turn them into mitzvahs. Unbelievable. Not only does God say, it's okay, it's wiped out, there's no stain. We have the ability to turn the averas into zechuyos. Unbelievable. Right? They quote a very famous Rambam. The Rambam writes that if a person is a beinoni, a person is in the middle, so between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he's a 50-50 guy. What should he do? He should do tshuva. And if he doesn't, it's not going to be good. And all the Mefarshim are asking, what do you mean? He's 50-50. Just do another mitzvah. Just do another mitzvah. Why does he have to do tshuva? So they give a lot of different answers. One beautiful answer. That tshuva is a responsibility. But it's an amazing thing. Hashem is saying, listen, I gave you a gift. Take advantage of it. And if you don't, then it's going to be your problem. I heard another answer. That you know what the pshat is? Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's a new year. The new year just started. The new year just started. So how is that going to help me for last year's Averus? So no. What's the answer? Is that since tshuva is so great that it could turn the Averus into mitzvahs, all the Averus that you did last year will turn into mitzvahs. So that's why it says, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, do tshuva, because only tshuva has the ability to do that. Because Hashem says, I love you so much, I'm going to be able to tell you that you can do tshuva. So what's pshat? How come Rambam doesn't say there's a mitzvah of tshuva? So the Mesh Chachma says one amazing idea. He says, you know why? Because maybe there's an idea of doing tshuva for every Avera we did. Right? If a person was Mechal Shabbos or Chas V'Shalom, or he did a little Avera here and there, you have the ability to make a kapara on every Avera. So I'm not going to give you a separate mitzvah of tshuva. Again, the Ramban disagrees and he holds that there's a separate mitzvah of tshuva. But the Rambam could say, listen, every Avera one does, you could do a mitzvah of tshuva. So I'm not going to give you a separate mitzvah for that. But even according to the Ramban says that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. So why are we saying in the Pasuk, by Mitzavim, why are we saying, Beficha ubilvavcha? It should be my heart, because the first steps of tshuva is heart, is the idea of regret, and realizing that I can't do it again, and taking commitments upon myself, and then I say vidui. And you know, it's even so strange, because we start saying vidui so early. We start saying vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. I remember when I was in Shalavim, I was down in Shmona Esrei, and all of a sudden, like, everyone's Shmona Esrei is so long. I'm like, well, what the heck's going on? I look around. I'm like, oh my God, vidui! I didn't have my matzah. I grabbed someone's matzah. He's like, what are you doing? Are you taking my matzah? Whatever. I'm talking about that. I took his matzah. No, probably didn't have Avera. Erev Yom Kippur, not so good. No, he was okay with that. I asked him afterwards. But again, we're doing vidui. So what is it? Vidui is really at the end. Or is vidui from the beginning? What's going on? Is it my heart? Is it first my words and then my heart? Isn't it the opposite? So one of the Rosh Hashivas from Lakewood, Rabbi Yerocham Olshan, right, the Gevaldik Rosh Hashivas, I once had this chus to learn his mind in Lakewood. Unbelievable. I learned right behind one of the Rosh Hashivas. Smada, unbelievable. So he has a beautiful sefer, Rabbi Yerocham, and he says a beautiful idea, similar to what we're talking about, that there are two types of vidui. Vidui, again, there is an end vidui. Vidui meaning that you're clapping yourself. Again, you have to do a charakta and realizing we make mistakes and we have to really sit down with ourselves. But there's even a vidui before that point. The vidui before that point, there's two types of vidui, he says, is the idea when a person says out loud that I just want to change. I just want to change. Yetzirah is strong and I have different types for different things. But, you know, you have those moments where it's just like, it's enough. I just can't do this anymore. I just want to change. That is the vidui, where we all have to do it now. When we're saying slichos and we're getting closer to the Yom Kippur, this is what's going on. We need to tell ourselves that we can change. We can. We shouldn't give up on ourselves. Chazak v'yamatz, we have to be strong. We have to realize that Hashem wants our tshuva. He wants that relationship with us. And we can't despair. That's what it's all about. We can't despair. So that's what the pasuk's telling us. Beficha, first, say out loud, I could do it. Say out loud, I'm going to change. It's going to be awesome. And then go through the whole steps of the whole tshuva process. Go through it, charata. And the idea of ziva sachet and kabbalah atid. Do all those things and get to that vidui. Sit down with yourself and really figure out the aveiras that you did and really do a real kapara. Because that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. So what is Ksiva Sefer Torah? What does Ksiva Sefer Torah have anything to do with us? So the Rush writes, Sefer Achinuch brings down this beautiful Rush, that when a person buys a Sefer, he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Unbelievable Chiddush. Unbelievable Chiddush of the Rush. However, I think there's another way. The Bali Musar explained that, you know, when you could write a Sefer Torah, we all could write a Sefer Torah now. Because our lives could be walking, living Sefer Torah. We have the opportunity and the ability to tap into Kedusha. And we have the opportunity to continue to write our Sefer Torah, our lives. Our lives now are Sifrei Torah. I was telling my shiur this week, you know, if you look at the numbers, I don't know the exact numbers, the percentage of who we are in this world, how many billions of people there are, what are there, 9, 10 million religious Jews, I don't know if there are even that many, you know, what's that percentage? And we know we're the chosen nation, and we know that Ribbono Shel Olam loves us, and that's why all the other nations want us destroyed, and we're in the news all the time, and, you know, crazy things that happened to us. Because we're the chosen nation, you know, we have the Torah and all the nations want to destroy us. But we have a responsibility for Klal Yisrael, for our future Dari Dairas, for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Our actions affect worlds, not just our personal lives, which it does affect also, but our actions affect the Dari Dari Dairas, the decisions we make. Are going to affect Dorei Dorei Doreis. And Hashem says, don't despair. I love you so much. I care about you so much. And that's why I gave you a special gift of tshuva. Tshuva doesn't make sense. You do something wrong, you pay for it. And Hashem says, not only did I give you the mitzvah of tshuva, but I gave you the ability to turn all your avers into mitzvahs. That's unbelievable. So Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life is telling us, I'm going to give you the mitzvah of Hakel, the second to last mitzvah in the Torah, because I want to show you, to instill the Yirei Shamayim. And I'm going to give you the Ksiva Sefer Torah. We all can write our own Sefer Torah with Kedusha. Right? If we had that big book, and we were looking back in our book, and it's going to be written and read by everyone, we would make sure, wow, the mitzvahs and the great things we did. We are writing a book of our lives now. Our actions matter. So we have to realize what the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us. He's given us a mitzvah of tshuva. And whether you say it's a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah, he's telling us, beficha, Say it out loud. Tell yourself you could change. Yeah, you know, change is hard for anyone. Change is hard. And we know we're in the days of awe. Life could be awesome. That's if a person takes small changes and realizes that he could do it. Or life could be awful. The days of awe, right? But that's dependent on our choices. Dependent on how we daven to Hashem. We reach out to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Let this year be a year of Kapora. Let us realize that we could accomplish so much. Hashem, we start off Yom Kippur again, Kol Nidre, because all of the excuses we have, we close our eyes and say, it's enough. Hashem, it's me and you. Me and you. I want to just talk to you. I want to tell you my problems. I just want that relationship with you. Avinu Malkeinu, you're my Tata in heaven. You do everything for me. I want that relationship. Avinu Malkeinu, as we quoted from Rav Asher Weiss, a melech is someone that always has the ability to do whatever he wants. He's the melech, but he doesn't always want to. An Av doesn't always have the ability to do it, but he always wants to. We say, Hashem, Avinu Malkeinu, you're both. You're our father because you love us. And also you're our melech. You could do whatever you want. We need to reach out to Hashem. We need to realize the opportunity we have, the day of Kapara, the day where Hashem says, it's me and you. Let us work on ourselves, take commitments on ourselves, realize that we have this amazing responsibility and also this privilege. Let us keep on getting closer and closer to Hashem. And let us, this week's Parshas Vayelech, let's bring it into our lives, make it real. Let's continuously write our Sefer Torah and make our lives totally meaningful with our Torah and with our Avas Hashem, our Yiras Hashem, and with our Tefillah. And our dvekus of keep on getting closer and closer to Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.